Walking with God Ain't for Wimps, written by Karen O'Connor. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Harvest House Publishers. Walking with God Ain't for Wimps is read by Karen O'Connor. I hope you enjoy this selection of original stories as well as the Bible verses and prayers. May they inspire you to walk with God day by day. And may the stories also bring smiles and chuckles of recognition. Walking with God ain't for wimps, to be sure. It takes courage and commitment. The readings in this book focus on God's love, care, and forgiveness for every one of His children. We're all in this together. Walking and talking. A funny thing happened on my way to pray. Ellie set out her devotional, Bible, journal, and pen. She slipped into her pink chenille bathrobe and matching slippers and padded into the living room. She turned on the lamp over the rocker next to the window, overlooking the garden. All set. Well, not quite. She forgot her cup of tea sitting on the counter in the kitchen. I must have my tea. Prayer time simply isn't the same without it, she reminded herself. But as she passed the fridge, Ellie saw a note that she had posted there the night before. Take Ralph's blue suit to the cleaners. Good thing I wrote that reminder, or the suit would have stayed in the closet all week. When it came time to put it on for Iris and John's anniversary dinner and dance, Ralph would have been so disappointed. The soup spatter from last week would still be there. Ellie went to the closet right away, took out the suit, and put it by the front door. Now, where was I? Oh, on my way to pray, that's right. The tea. She picked up the cup, but noticed it had cooled off, so she popped it in the microwave for a quick nuke. A moment later, it was piping hot again. Ellie dropped in a dollop of honey and then walked back to the living room. As she sat down, she saw a spider spinning a dainty little web in the corner above the piano. Drat! I hate to disturb his endeavor, but I simply can't bear spiders sharing my home. Ellie grabbed a tissue from her pocket, lifted the poor fellow out of the web, and let him loose in the garden. I hope he'll find a lovely spot among the flowers to rebuild his home. There are so many pretty places to choose from. Back to the living room and her favorite chair. Finally, it was time to curl up, talk to God, and make a few notations in her journal. There was so much to thank Him for. Ellie enjoyed creating her own hymn of praise, singing to the Lord with pen and paper, musing about the wonderful things He had done in her life. The gift of her dear husband Ralph was on top of Ellie's list. Mindy, her cat, was right up there, too. And, of course, her three adult children and all the grandkids. I picked up my pen, she said, opened the journal, and was jarred out of my senses with the sound of the phone. Wouldn't you know it, I had forgotten to bring it with me. I was so busy with tea and prayer books and an itsy-bitsy spider. It was Ellie's neighbor Barbara calling. She needed a ride to the hairdresser. With a broken right arm, she couldn't drive for at least 6 weeks. Ellie agreed to help, of course, but Barbara wanted to leave in 30 minutes. Oh, here I was hardly dressed to go out, she said, and I still hadn't started my prayer time. Ellie was frustrated with all the distractions. But then a funny thing happened. The Lord dropped into her mind the verse that says to pray without ceasing. Perfect timing, she thought. It's nice when I can settle down in one place and focus on a list of things to write about and read and pray for in a logical and orderly way. But it's also perfectly fine to pray moment by moment while I pour a cup of tea, make the bed, take Ralph's suit to the cleaners, and visit with Barbara while we drive to her appointment. Ellie thought about how God is everywhere and ever with her, in the mundane and in the mysteries of life. Prayer time is any time and all the time. My very life can be a prayer. God is pleased with me just the way I am, wherever I am, she thought. I love Him and I know He loves me. Reflection. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. God, it is so easy to become distracted by the cares of the world, the small duties that so easily consume my day, and the people who flow in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?